Hi everyone. Well, I'm back again for another story. As always, thank you very much to everybody who's written to me. I must admit, sometimes all the letters get a little bit overwhelming, but it's a very good kind of overwhelming, and I really appreciate it. And you guys keep the encouragement coming, and I will definitely keep the stories coming. So, yeah, thank you. Anyway, this weekend, I guess, when these stories get on lit, it'll be sort of middle of the week, but this weekend was the 4th of July, which here in Australia has no great significance, but I know a lot of you girls who write to me are from the States, and over there, I know it to be Independence Day. So, I've never been in the States during Independence Day, so I don't really know what it's like firsthand, but this is kind of my take on Independence Day. I thought it might be nice to do something a little bit seasonally themed. So this is my idea of what it would be like, maybe, for it to be over there during Independence Day. Well, this story is for a girl named Alicia, who has been writing to me. So, Alicia, you know who you are. I hope you enjoy this story, and everybody else, I hope you do as well. And don't forget to let me know what you think. Well, this story starts out, we've been dating for a little while now. I live fairly close to your house, and we see each other from time to time during the week, but mostly we tend to hang out on weekends because we're both fairly busy with our lives, but we try not to let that get in the way of our relationship, and things have been going well, and I really have high hopes for us, but I'm trying not to look or act too eager, so I'm just gonna play it cool for now. And I know also that you are a virgin and have been saving yourself for someone special, which I really admire, and I too am saving myself for someone, so I kind of hope that you might be that someone, and I kind of hope that you feel the same about me. Well, it's the 4th of July, and not being from the States myself, I am kind of intrigued to see what the big fuss is all about, see how you guys celebrate it. And to that end, you have invited me out on a family picnic with your family, who I like, by the way. They're a great bunch. And you're going to show me what it's like on the 4th of July. Well, the picnic is a wonderful affair. We're eating dinner and having a barbecue out by the river. There's going to be a fireworks display tonight. So there's quite a lot of families camped out on the nice grassy banks out by the river. The sun is shining and the birds are singing, and it's generally just a wonderful day to be outside enjoying the lovely weather. There's I got a radio out, and there's some good music, and we're just generally having a lot of fun and hanging out with each other. And despite the fact that your family is all around and we're trying not to hang out exclusively with each other too much, every now and again I'll be working at the barbecue or just doing something, and I'll look up and I'll catch your eye, and we'll just share a knowing little glance, and it really makes my heart kind of flutter. I know we've been going out a while now, but still, it's kind of special just catching your eye and knowing that you're a undoubtedly having the same feeling that I am. It is truly wonderful to know we're both on the same page. Well, the afternoon wears on, and we finish dinner and sort of pack up, and the grown-ups, the older people, end up sitting in the shade of some trees and talking and visiting with friends, and we end up going for a walk down by the river, down a bit further, downstream, kind of out of the vision of most of the people who are sitting up where the barbecues are going on. As we walk along, I feel you walking very close beside me, pressing your body into mine, and from time to time resting your head on my shoulder. So I let go of your hand and put my arm around you, pulling you close to me as we walk under the shade of the trees down by the water's edge, just enjoying each other's company and the beautiful day and the festive atmosphere that's all around. After a while, we end up quite a way downstream, and we are out of sight and out of earshot of everybody else, standing under some beautiful low overhanging trees. And I stop, and you stop and look at me, and I feel like I should say something sweet and romantic, but just looking at you there, so beautiful and so happy and amazing that my words totally fail me. So I just pull you close and kiss you, hoping that you get the idea. And I think you do, because you kiss me back and give a soft little sigh as we break the kiss, and you just kind of sink into my arms. I hold you there. I can smell the shampoo in your hair and feel you breathing as you're pressed against me. I release you, and we sit down, kick off our shoes, and let our feet dangle in the water as we sit side by side, hand in hand, just chatting and enjoying life. As the afternoon wears on, the sun is starting to get lower on the horizon, and we realize that the fireworks will be going off in the not too distant future, and we should really be getting back before everybody else starts to wonder where we've gotten to. So we walk back up the bank, kind of slowly, lingering, taking our time, and eventually we rejoin everybody else and try not to look too guilty as we once again mingle with our friends and family and talk and joke and laugh and enjoy the company. As night falls, the air loses some of its heat and humidity and becomes much nicer and cooler and more refreshing. And everybody just kind of returns to watch the fireworks, but they're not for a little while yet, so we decided to take another walk, and we managed to slip off in the gathering darkness while everybody else is otherwise distracted. And we walk back down the shoreline, further down the riverbank, down towards where we were before. This time, it seems different somehow. I look at you, and you turn and look at me, and in that moment, we catch each other's eye, and we share some kind of an incredible connection, because we seem to know what the other one's thinking. Once we find a really soft patch of grass that's well protected by overhanging trees and easily out of earshot of everybody else, we sit down and I lie back on the soft, cool grass and pull you beside me. You kind of roll over, so you're kind of resting on my chest. I run my fingers through your hair and stroke your arm, and we just quietly lie there looking up, watching the night stars start to appear as the last rays of the sun disappear on the western horizon. After a while, I feel you move and slide off me and lying your side there facing me, and I roll over, so I'm facing you now, and we're lying side by side in the grass there, and there's still just enough light from the early evening stars and the moon starting to rise that I can see your face. Oh baby, you look incredible in the moonlight. You lean in closer, I press my lips to yours. The kiss seems to last forever. So gentle, so long and passionate. We kiss for what seems like the longest time, softly and then harder and more passionate and then softer again, at times just lying next to each other with our lips just touching, just enjoying the feeling of this intimate, romantic, passionate contact. Then we start to kiss more passionately. You press your lips to me firmer and start to make little moaning noises. Oh, I whisper your name and kiss you back with all the passion I have, running my hands up and down your back and through your hair, caressing your cheeks and your neck. You are an amazing kisser. You run your hands down my chest and under the hem of my shirt and up my chest, exploring my chest and then down my sides. You reach the waistband of my pants and pause, looking into my eyes, and I gently nod, and your fingers work their way under my belt and the waistband of my jeans. Oh, just teasing me. Meanwhile, I let my hand start to explore your body. I've dreamed about this moment for so long now. My hands working their way down of your shirt. I let them start to dance across the soft skin underneath. Oh, muscles work their way to your sides and then down to your lower back. Quickly slipping under the waistband of your jeans, then back out again. Just giving myself a taste of what I know is to come. I run my hands down over your butt. Oh, so squishy, so sexy. Then down your thighs. Then back up the inside of your thighs. And even though there's a layer of denim between you and my fingers, I can still feel the heat. Oh, baby, you must be so turned on. And I know you can tell how turned on I am, because your hands have found their way to the front of my pants. And you're gently squeezing and massaging my ever-hardening cock. Oh, that feels amazing. So I roll you onto your back and I climb up. So I'm on my knees between your legs, looking over you. I lean down and kiss you while I start to unbutton your shirt, letting your breasts in that beautiful, lacy, sexy white bra come into view. Your bra and your breasts bounce into view. They look so amazing in the moonlight. So creamy and silky and smooth and sexy. The little pink nipples on the ends look so hard and so erotic. I can't explain it. I reach down and take first one, then the other one in my mouth. Gently nibbling on them with my lips, feeling how hard they get. Oh, then I come down and kiss your tummy. Oh, you have an incredible tummy. Oh, so sexy and, again, so smooth and silky in the moonlight. I ran my fingertips up and down your tummy and up and down your sides, cupping your breasts and back down. They work their way down to the waistband of your pants, where I undo the button and pull down your zipper, revealing your red, sexy little panties. You then get up and push me back, so we're now sitting face to face. Your legs over mine. I wrap my arms around you and pull you close to me, pressing your lips to mine, my hand on the back of your head, my fingers running through your hair. Oh, your lips taste so good. Oh, you're an amazing kisser. You now reach the hem of my shirt and I lift up my arms to help you get it off. You start to run your fingers up and down my chest and then all over my back and up and down my arms. Oh yes, darling. Don't stop that. It feels amazing. While you're doing this, I reach down and start to try and work waistband of your pants down, but it's kind of difficult because you're sitting down, so I kneel up and pull you up, so we're kneeling in front of each other now. Your breast pressed against me. I can feel how hard your nipples are. And now I pull your pants down until I can fully take in the view of those sexy little red panties. I squeeze your butt and then let my hands run down your thighs. Your hands by now have found their way to the waistband of my pants as well, and you have undone the buckle and the button, and just like yours, they're down now around my knees on the ground, and my red boxer shorts are there. I guess we didn't know this morning when we put our underwear on, but we were matching. Oh, I know my cock is making an enormous tent in the front of my boxes. I am just so hard and so turned on for you. Oh, yeah. You brush your hand over the front of my boxes. Oh. Baby, that feels good. And then you quickly slip your hands into the waistband of them, but before doing anything, you look at me, and our eyes meet, and we share this look of incredible lust and passion and longing and caring. And oh, I slip my fingers into the waistband of your panties, and then together we pull each other's underwear down. Oh, baby. Oh, yes. I'm feeling kind of weak at the knees now, and I think you might be as well. Because you're kind of hanging on to me. So I lie you back down and roll you onto your side. And lie down facing you, so we're now pretty much naked. We kick off our underwear and pants and lie side by side in the cool grass there, looking into each other's eyes. I reach over and get my shirt and roll it up and make a little pillow for you so you can put your head on it. And then I move in close to your body and pull you towards me, kissing you the whole time. Then our hands start to explore each other. Oh. My hands first running down your back while your hands run down my back. Oh, it's so amazing. Exploring your body and feeling you, exploring mine. Stopping on your ass. Oh, God. It feels so good. I can feel you squeezing my ass, too. Then I run my fingers over your thighs, around to the front, and then slowly, tantalizingly slowly, I work my fingers and you work your fingers up the inside of each other's thighs. I can already feel the heat from your pussy. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Your fingers brush my cock and slowly wrap around it. Oh, oh, baby. That feels amazing. You just rest your hand there for a minute as my fingers gently explore your pussy. Opening your lips and running my fingers up and down. a slit. Softly caressing your pussy lips. I can feel your juices. You are so wet. And you're making my fingers all slippery. And slowly, gently, I start to work my fingers back and forth. Eventually, I let the tip of my finger into your pussy. Oh, baby. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so tight. So hot and so wet. Your hand is wrapped around my cock. Slowly squeezing it. Stroking up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Oh, baby. Keep stroking. My fingers are working their way deeper into your pussy, and you're starting to moan. Baby, yes. Kissing you now, letting you moan, sigh into my mouth as we gently masturbate each other. Oh, baby, I'm so hard for you. Oh, baby. Then I stop. My finger's still inside you. Break the kiss and look into your eyes and whisper, I want to be with you. I want to be inside you. I need you, baby. I want to make love to you. You whisper back, oh yes, baby. I need you too. Your eyes as we make love for the first time. I slowly take my finger out of your pussy and move my hips up close, pressed against yours. Your hand still wrapped around my cock, and I can feel the head pressing against your pussy lips. Oh, baby. Gently squeeze my way forward as you guide my cock into your pussy hole. Oh, babe. So good. Once I'm all the way inside, you place your hand on my butt and pull me close to you. One arm is around you, under your neck and around your shoulders. The other one's on your thigh. I pull your top leg over me. And let my leg work its way between yours. Oh, baby. I look into your eyes and there's a sense of passion and wonder. Baby, I'm inside you. I'm inside you, baby. To rock back and forth. Oh. baby. Oh, yes. You're so delight. Oh, yes. That's it. Oh, I keep kissing you. I can feel your breasts pressing against me as we rock back and forth. Oh, we are so one together. Oh, I'm so hot for you, baby. That's it. Oh, I can feel your pussy squeezing my cock. I know you're getting close. And so am I. My balls are getting tight. Yes, that's it, baby. That's it. Oh, darling. Oh, darling. Oh, you're moaning. Oh, you're moaning into my mouth. Oh, baby. Oh, you're squeezing my cock. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, baby, come with me. Oh, you're coming with me. Okay. Together. Oh, just enjoying the afterglow of our incredible orgasms. Oh, yes. Oh, darling. Oh, I am so glad for you and you waited for me. Baby, that was wonderful. That was magical. Oh, we lie there for a while, softly kissing and getting our breath back, holding each other tightly. Eventually, out of you. I let my fingers run down and dip into your pussy, feeling my cum starting to ooze out. I scoop it up in my fingers and bring my fingers up to your lips. You suck on them and then I kiss you. Oh, baby, you are so kinky. Baby, let's go for a quick little swim. Let's go for a moonlight dip. We sit up and quickly and quietly we slip into the water. It's so cool on our hot skin. I want to wash you. We wade out till the water comes up chests. The cool water feels so good on our hot skin. Oh, we just splash around and kiss and just cuddle there in the water in the moonlight. I let my fingers run all over you, and you do likewise to me, washing our bodies clean. As we hold each other, we look up into the night sky as we see the fireworks start to go off. Oh, baby. That's an incredible night. As we watch the fireworks, and our heart rates return to kind of normal. Although I don't think my heart rate is ever really normal when I'm around you. We realize how lucky we are to have each other, and I can't believe I found someone so amazing. Well, we know we better get back before the others start to wonder what's happened to us. So reluctantly, we walk out of the water and walk around. For a few minutes, just letting ourselves dry off a little bit before we pull our clothes on again. And then, as we start to walk back, hand in hand, take my hand and place something in it, and I look at you, and I like what you put in my hand, and it's those sexy little red panties, and you look at me and give me a naughty grin, and you say, "It's for you, baby, to remember our first time by." I take them and slip them into my pocket, give you a sexy grin, knowing that you're not wearing any underwear. I throw my arms around you and kiss you once more, and we walk back towards the others with our arms around each other. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that. Alicia, I hope that is kind of like what you would like for your first time. And I hope I, in some degree, captured the spirit of the 4th of July in the States. I'd love to be over there one day and see what it's all about. But anyway, thanks everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And